season was it was the August September issue, and believe it or not, we didn't get our copy until about a week and a half after Hurricane Katrina hit, when the Postal Service started running again.
Oh, no.
Yep. But I have 15 family members living with me. I got three more coming Saturday.
Oh.
So, yeah. So I got wall-to-wall mattresses and people.
Did, what, was there anybody lost in the storm that was in
no
your family?
Members. I didn't lose any family members as far as life goes, but, my little sister, she stays in St. Bernard Parish. She got stuck in St. Bernard Parish. She's a nurse. And, we were worried about her. We tried to get through to her through the Red Cross.
Right.
And come to find out, her house filled up within 7 minutes.
Oh.
That's how fast her house filled up with water. They got her in the attic, and then her husband went under, but he found his way to the attic opening. He got up, they broke a hole through the roof, and he found a boat that was somewhere, so he jumped off the roof, got the boat. It was a little flat boat. They got in the boat, and they just paddled to the school, which was like a couple of blocks away from them. And she said the school conditions were so bad at the high school that once the storm had passed, they went to a friend of theirs house that they knew he had a second story, even though the bottom story was full of water. They lived on the second story for 2 days. My brother-in-law went to a grocery store that was knocked out and got food. And I'm like, well, I thought it was with water. And he said, you'd be surprised how much food floats.
Oh, my God.
So that's what they lived off of. They lived off of fast food for about 2 days, like, you know, cupcakes and stuff like that, and
yeah,
bottled water. And then they took the boat and they floated down to... they floated to the levee, and they lived on the levee for 2 days, and finally the Coast Guard, like, picked them up and brought them to Algiers, and then a big boat, like a steamboat or whatever, like the Natchez or something like that, like a passport or whatever, picked them up and brought them towards the airport.
My goodness.
And, yeah, so they were in the airport, and then she said the conditions were so bad there, she said that they left there, and they weren't going to let them leave. And she said, oh, no, our ride's here. So they let them go, and then they hitchhiked all the way to Mississippi, where I live. And that's how they got there. And then my son, who's 21, he's a deputy in Chalmette. And we thought he was fine because he had to evacuate with the deputies to New Orleans. And finally, when I got through to him, every once in a while, like about maybe Wednesday after the hurricane, Thursday, no, it was about a week or so, It was quite a few days. We finally got through to him through a signal on the cell phone, and he said that he was in water up to his chest. He's been like that for about 3 days. He said that it was so bad that the generators failed. They had to let the bottom floor prisoners drown because it's a through floor prison, because they couldn't get the cell doors open to let the prisoners out.
Oh, my God.
He said you can hear him just screaming, help me! He said, then the second floor prisoners, where they were at, he said, threatened to kill him if they didn't let him go, because those cell doors open.
Huh.
He said they had no weapons whatsoever because you can't carry a weapon inside the prison.
Right.
He said they had, the only thing that was between my son and eight other police officers was this plexiglass window that he said the prisoners banged on for about 5 hours, and finally they busted it open. And by that time, two SWAT team guys came with shotguns. And they told him, you know, you better get back or this and that. And one of the lead rings prisoners said, yeah, well, you know, you can't kill all of us, because there was about 400 of them. And the SWAT team guy said, well, somebody's got to be first. So if you want to be first, you go ahead and make that step forward. And that's what pretty much contained them. Then he lived on the interstate for 2 days on an overpass with all the prisoners, him and, I don't know, about 11 police officers. And they took all the prisoners and brought them to, like, Angola and different places and left the cops on an overpass. So he had to hitchhike a ride. He hitchhiked to Baton Rouge in front of his place. So,
wow.
Everybody's got a story to tell. You know, if I showed you, I still don't have a phone service, but once my phone service does come up, I'm going to email you pictures of my trucks, Ranger.
Okay.
I swear to you, man. They look like they've been in a swamp for about 10 years, and they just drug them out. That's how hideous these trucks look. And Freddie was notorious for keeping these trucks immaculate.
Right.
You know, I mean, the warehouse we were in was immaculate, you know. But, man, if you'd see it, it's still got about 18 inches of mud and gook and oil and water, and it's just horrible, absolutely horrible, you know. So what do?
Well, I can't even imagine, Lisa.
Oh, it's bad. I mean, it's really bad. I mean, it's gotten a little bit better. There's still, like, down here, there's like out of 100 parking lots, we got about 15.
That,
all of
that,
our seven went underwater. You know, they were looted so bad that they were so destroyed on the inside that they're beyond repair. They can't be opened. You know, like restaurants. There's so many restaurants still not open around here. I mean, I'm talking from New Orleans all the way to Hattiesburg, Mississippi. The Gulf Coast. Right? If you see Biloxi, Mississippi, they don't even exist anymore.
Biloxi?
I mean, Biloxi, Mississippi? Those antebellum homes, all the casinos. Casinos, man, the big old casinos were found like miles down from where they were actually, you know, where they were actually at. Where they were, you know, originally set.
Yeah.
They were found like miles and miles and miles down the beach. You know, destroyed. Just everything flattened or destroyed. You know? It's just, I don't know, man. It's just, it's really unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, I actually got another mattress that's sitting in the back of my truck to bring home because I got, like I said, I got three more family members coming Saturday. So, thank God for me and my house.
I guess so. So, did the house get water in it?
My house didn't, but my shop took 14 feet.
The shop is 14 feet?
Yeah, my shop is 14 feet underwater.
Wow. And
then when Hurricane Rita came, it gave me about 7 more feet.
And had it drained out?
I mean, yeah, it drained out a little bit. Yeah, it drained out, but it's still got about 18 inches in it right now.
So it drained between after Katrina and then Rita hit.
And Rita came and gave me about 7 feet of water, and now it's back down to about 18 inches, I guess.
What do you have for equipment?
Nothing. I got one truck, which is a Schwartz truck that we actually happened to be in Mississippi when the hurricane passed. Other than that, it would have went too, but that's what we're doing. We got one truck, and with the 15 lots we got, we go from, and this is the pathetic thing, we go on the North Shore because most of the North Shore was spared except for the Slidell area right by the twin span that was knocked out. All of that's been flattened. There's nothing there, or it's been flooded. But in Mandeville and Covington, all of that, even though that's sustained a little wind damage, those doors are actually coming back open. So we've been cleaning that.
Mm-hmm.
Randy, if you would see the people living in these parking lots, you would absolutely wouldn't believe it. I mean, I'm just talking with blankets, like sleeping on the parking lot. You know, no tent. Some of them have tents now. Some of them have campers. You know, some of them have campers, but for the most part, they're just laid out like little sardines, all on blankets, or they're sleeping on the grass, on the planters, or, you know, and you're sweeping around this. You know, so lately I've been doing things by hand because, like, when the truck goes on the West Bank, because we got to take the Highway 11 bridge because the twin span is still closed until November 1st, and it takes you about 4 hours in traffic just to get back across Highway 11 Bridge.
Mm.
That's how bad the traffic is. Last night it took us 4 hours to get back across the North Shore.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad it is. You know, it's just fuel is $3.25 just for regular unleaded here.
What a tragedy.
Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't seem like it's getting any better. You know, a little bit. You know, I mean, now we can get ice. That's you don't realize, and we did without power for 3 weeks.
Dan, do you have power now?
I just got power back about a week ago.
Uh-huh.
I just got power back about a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
But I still don't have a phone. My phone won't come in until either November or January 1st, they said.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness for cell phones in that regard.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. And I'm sure that saved a lot of lives at the time, too.
Well, I'm sure it did. I mean, it's a matter of looking for your loved ones and not knowing if they're okay or not. But we're not really bothered with it, to be honest with you, because we didn't lose no family, so, you know.
Sure. Yeah, it's all just materials from that point.
Right.
But
it hit both of us because all my family is from St. Bernard Parish, which they lost everything. So that's my whole entire family. And I mean immediate family plus aunts and uncles and, like, my daddy's sisters and, you know, my mom's sister and her brother. They all lost everything because we were all from St. Bernard Parish.
Mm-hmm.
And then Freddie's sister was from the Bay Area in Mississippi. Well, her house took water just the same, so she has nothing. And she lost that and most of her parking lots because they sweep also in Mississippi in the Gulfport area.
Mm-hmm.
So most of their parking lots went underwater.
What is the name of their company?
Quality Sweeping.
Okay.
So they only have one parking lot left.
And do they have equipment?
Yeah, he's got a little towback. You see, because my brother-in-law lives in North Carolina. He's got the towbacks that he manufactures himself.
And how did Randall's factory turn out?
How did what?
Did Randall's factory get... was it underwater also? I talked to him.
Well, I don't know. You know what? I don't really know because I know it was in Slidell, so I assume it fared out okay.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Randy. He was in Monday. He was delivering a sweeper and a little tow vac. And he didn't say nothing, so I guess the warehouse, the little warehouse where they manufacture them, did fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because they still manufacturing them, and he's delivering them, so I think he did okay. But the thing that's been so sidetracked is their little sister, who's 26, had a baby right after Katrina, and the baby wound up being sick, and now the baby's in ICU, and they're saying something about the brain not being developed, and it's the first boy, so everybody's been so sidetracked with this infant being so sick up in Jackson, because they flew him to Jackson, that I guess we just don't really think about the business and, you know, saying, okay, what you got left, okay, what's this going on, you know, we're just making it, really,
mm-hmm.
You know, but we're doing okay, I mean, we're making it, you know. We're surviving.
Well, that's a survivor sort of thing to say. What can I tell the industry about of the what parts of the story can I tell the industry? Can I relate to the industry? I've been having on the Editor's Notebook blog what little I can find out about what's happened down there.
Oh, anything you want to know, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Okay. What you?
Well, I mean, can I talk about, you know, what you've gone through and that sort of thing?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I'll do it.
Absolutely.
Because you're so well-known in the industry, and, you know, people are concerned about you, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, we're making it. We have no lives lost, and, you know, like, we alternate nights because we only have one truck that was salvaged, and we alternate nights. One night, the sweeper truck goes to the West Bank Metairie area, and when that does that, then me and my sister, who's a nurse, will dust pan and blow all the parking lots on the North Shore. Then the next night, the big truck comes over here to give it a good blow and then sweep it, and then... whether it be me or somebody else, we'll go to Metairie in the West Bank to do it by hand. So we alternate each night.
Gotcha.
You know, because, I mean, it's just, you know, when you lose the amount of money that you lose monthly like we did, and the volume of parking lots, it takes you 5 years to build up something and have such a good reputation, and it only took 5 hours to tear it down.
That's so sad.
And it's such a widespread devastation. That, you know, and then when Rita came along, Rita went straight towards Houston, which it hit right there at Lake Charles, Louisiana, which put us on the east side of the hurricane. So that's what gave us 7 more feet of water because we got the worst out of that hurricane.
Right.
You know, but the damage was already done, you know, Range. I mean,
right.
And the thing about it is, and I'm not trying to sound ugly, but like the French Quarter now, they sustained a little damage, but they got no water whatsoever.
Right.
If they got it, was minimal flooding. It was just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was the lower ninth ward, St. Bernard Parish, where my business is at. That was the part that was destroyed the most.
Yeah, French Quarter is back operational now.
Yeah, the French Quarter is fine. I mean, Jackson Square, French Quarter, all of that is fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's the lower ninth ward where the lower income people live that, you know, they show you on TV about their houses that got flooded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but other than that, if you would see St. Bernard Parish, you know, I mean, it's amazing how... It's 100% destroyed. I mean, there's still no water running, no electricity. I mean, it looks like a damn war zone, and I'm not joking you.
Mm-hmm.
There was not one house that was spared. Not one. You know? It's just totally unbelievable. You know, your life is one way one day, and you think you're getting a little hurricane. This has never happened. My mother's 65 years old. It has never flooded like that, ever.
Yeah.
This was a hurricane that totally wiped out the lower south of Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
You know? But, I mean, they say it's the worst devastation in history. To me, the hurricane of Galveston, that's where you lost a lot of lives. I mean, it was like over 5,000 people died. Here, I think money-wise, you have more structural damage.
Sure. That's,
you know,
what it
that's
seems clear.
I think they're mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we're still up. I mean, I sent a letter to all my contacts, and I'll let them know, you know, my new address because my post office box went underwater. The people I deal with, where I buy my T-shirts from, the ones who stencils my truck, where I do all my banking business at, my State Farm insurance agent, all underwater. Every single one of them got 10 feet of water.
Mm.
So everybody that knows me and I know them and we deal with, gone. You know?
And that's a part that it's hard to quantify also.
Well, nobody knows you, and you're trying to do your banking business, and then the machines are down, and nobody wants to cash a check for you because they don't know who the heck you are.
Exactly.
And then my mail went to Houston, and that's where the mail's still today because of the post office boxes being underwater, straight to Houston.
Well,
so if I've got any checks, you know, I won't have them right now because I don't know when they're going to send them to me.
Yeah.
You know, but I sent a letter to everybody, and I let them know, hey, you know, Big Easy's still in business. You know, we crippled. We're still walking, you know.
Well, good for you guys.
Sorry it took so long for us to get to you.
Well, no, and it's certainly understandable. If there's anything I can do on the website to get you materials or equipment or...
Get
your loan of a sweeper,
I know I got to square away with you with this.
Oh no, that's
with this website and everything.
No, that's done with. That's off the books, and you won't be charged for your website next year either.
Oh well, yes, sweetheart, I appreciate that, but I don't want nothing to come out of your pocket. I mean, once we get back on our feet, it's
that's done. That's a done deal. Your website's hosted through the end of next year.
Well, I appreciate it. You're so hard. But again, Freddie's been talking. He's talking about you. And I said, you know, we got to really take a chance to go out there and see you, you know, and just take a long weekend. When we get back up on our feet, then we can get back out there and maybe come visit you, you know.
Well, that'd be great. You know, we could show you a change away from what you've got, but I know that you've got so much on your plate that, well, I look forward to that. To that time.
I appreciate it.
If there's
I'm going to keep your number and I'll give you a call soon and I'll kind of give you an update.
Okay, and if there's anything that that can be done that you think that the industry might be able to drum up some support and send some stuff down there, I bet we could. So
I do appreciate it.
If you think about that, let me know what it would be.
Thank you, Ranger.
Thank you, Lisa.
All right, babe. Bye.
God bless.